This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So in the end, gentlemen, we're all giving the Steelers an F for the trade deadline, correct? I certainly am. No, that's
not
fair.
I'm not going to do that because
I think of Kyle Duggar.
Yeah, yeah, I think Duggar was part of it. Even though
trade deadline day may be an F, but that's not fair. Strike what I just said because of Duggar. I'm giving them a C- for their trade deadline activities, Bob. You?
I would just say C just because I did expect them to pick up somebody in the free agent wide receiver department or trade, whatever the case may be. And I thought the price was right, actually, for a guy like Jacoby Myers.
Twinning streak?
I give them a D. I think that adding Kyle Duggar is important and going to help out the secondary, but I also thought that they needed another receiver and also maybe even depth on the defensive line could have helped.
Bob, I'm just...
That's an underrated position, by the way, that as far as depth.
Yeah.
Because beyond the three that are there right now, you know, Y.A. Black has been in and out, but I haven't seen enough to make me think that he's going to be a reliable guy. Other guys, Loudermilk's still injured. Who else do they have there?
Logan
Lee. Logan Lee. Logan's a nice kid, but a nice player, but he's not, you know, the production would drop off pretty good.
So, Kyle Duggar's played one game. I think we might want to hold off on judgment here. I'm going to be baffled if this guy's good. Why New England would put one of their main competitors for a wild card in a way better position to beat them? That's crazy to me. Why you would for such a low cost? Why would they give him to the Steelers if they think he's good?
Yeah, because they may meet again, and he may have a lot to say about it.
They may cost New England a playoff spot.
The only thing I can think of is they have, I don't know enough about the depth of their roster in the secondary. They must have younger guys who are playing well, or they felt they didn't want to re-sign him after
that
this
still
year.
Doesn't explain giving him to a team you're directly combating
for a
playoff spot.
Why do you think they do it?
Because they don't think he's good, and I'm wondering if they're still right. I'm not going to change my mind based on one game.
No, but you know, as time goes on, you might see that that they're wrong, and the Steelers are right.
And if they are... And they wind up missing by a game. Let's say the Steelers are the 7th seed and they're 8th. Then I'd be pretty mad if I was a New England fan, I'll tell you that. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Sunny today and a high of 63. That's Dermoni Dawson. Low of 38. That's Sydney Thornton. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mike White of the Post-Gazette. He's semi-retired, Bob, but only semi.
He's never going to be fully retired. He has too much knowledge in that head of his about all these high school matchups and history. Everyone wants to hear those things.
He just put out a list of his top 25 Whitfield football coaches since the year 2000. Anybody want to say who number one is?
Bill Chirpak.
Wrong.
No, I would
Bill
say
Bill Chirpak.
Is it Bill Chirpak?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's dominated.
He has, but a lot of guys have dominated. Who else is on his list then?
Well, he's the third winningest coach in history. Has a ridiculous winning percentage of 847 and 10 Whitfield titles. That is incredible.
That's incredible.
I don't know if those, when did he start? I don't know. He's number one. Bob Palko, number two, put West Allegheny on the map. Won six Whitfield titles in the 2000s before resigning after the 18 season. Went to Mount Lebanon, was a difference maker. Mount Lebanon finished 16-0 in his third year, won Whitfield and state titles.
He won the National Coach of the Year and was honored at the Super Bowl during that season.
Yeah, he was.
Holy bird milk. Art Walker, number four, Central Catholic and NA. And Mike Zemanchik. Is that how you say that?
Zemanik.
That's Ron's buddy.
Yeah.
Aliquippa, Ringgold, and Seton.
Yeah, I mean, all that was really...
Ringgold and Seton didn't go well.
No, Aliquippa was... And he was the double basketball and the football coach down at Aliquippa, so he had two jobs.
Won 87% of his games at Aliquippa.
Mike Smianek is one of the better coaches, absolutely, during his time.
He gave Ron an Aliquippa pullover that Ron wore at least once a week for 34 years, yep. Bob.
Isn't maybe was that his coach for long?
Was that his greatest accomplishment?
He wore that thing a lot. Yeah, Novak.
87% of his games and six Whitfield titles and one state championship.
No, Novak is he not on the list? He has to be on the list from Woody High.
Terry Totten is next. Central Catholic. George Novak is sixth. Okay. Bob. Tom Nola, Mark Lyons, Greg Matsuk from Rochester, and Kasparovich round out the top 10. You like that?
Kasparovich had a national championship when USA Today was crowning them, right? Back in his days with North Hills. Has anyone else gotten that, even though I don't know how many years they did it?
Mike says Pine Richland's firing of Kasparovich after the 2020 season is still incomprehensible. All he did in eight seasons was win four Whitfield titles, two state titles, and go 85-18.
Yeah, that's when politics enters sports, and
holy,
it's never
horse
a good
milk.
Mixture.
Wow. Well, in high school sports, when do you avoid it?
Yeah, but I mean, it shouldn't be the reason.
No, it shouldn't.
You're out.
I don't remember, honestly, the circumstances around his firing. I can't remember it. I remember we were talking about it. How about our friend Bubba is now the South Fayette baseball coach from 100.7. Did you know that, Leonard?
Yeah, Bubba's the man. He does a really good job over there.
I had no idea that was the case.
Good luck, Bubba. Goodbye, Bob. We'll see you. Where are we tomorrow?
Tomorrow at the Rivers Casino.
At the Rivers Casino
Rivers
tomorrow.
Rivers Casino Sportsbook tomorrow. Yes, right outside of it.
Goodbye, Limits. Love
you. See you guys.
Bye. Love you
in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.